Ron, let's talk for a minute about this unique relationship angels have with God. They are created beings like we are, but there are some rather drastic differences between angels and humans.
There sure are, Brian. Now, some of them are relatively insignificant. For example, angels cannot bear children. But a couple of the differences are quite profound. Although both angels and humans were initially created without sin, only humans were created in the image of God. And here is the major difference that has a practical application for all of us. Only humans can be forgiven of their sin. What I mean by that is when Jesus came to the cross to pay the penalty for the sins of mankind, angels were not included in that arrangement. If you remember, Lucifer rebelled against God, and he, along with about a third of the angelic population, were cast down to earth for their rebellion. And one day, according to Matthew 25 and verse 41, Lucifer and his angels will be thrown into everlasting fire. So whereas angels cannot be redeemed by the blood of Christ, humans can. And when I say humans can, I mean any human being who is alive or will be alive is eligible for salvation. No matter what that person has done or how many times that person has rejected Jesus or scoffed at the idea of Jesus or has been guilty of deep-seated pride and arrogance the way Lucifer was, no matter what the case, that human being is not beyond redemption. And that is why we as believers cannot afford to be complacent with the gospel. We cannot afford to think of anyone as a lost spiritual cause. We've got to stay on task, that task being to share the gospel of Jesus Christ without prejudice or prejudgment as to whether a person will believe what the Bible says is the truth and who the truth is, namely Jesus. The Great Commission is serious business, Brian, and in these last days, we need to remain diligent in carrying out that commission.